Shir Choftal in Inyone Taruves by the Rosh Hashiva, Yud Beis, Ador Heitov Shemem Zion, March 13th, 1987, on Friday. It's Mavliya Kidei
Kedei Krifka. Now, I think we did at the very beginning, we went over this Gemara up to here, and then we skipped the piece, and then we started on the Tzadik Ches. All right, anyway. So, but this piece we covered at the very beginning. So, there we discussed. So, from this Gemara, it appears that Moliach has kashi. So, that means that Moliach doesn't ask a complete, but only to the Greek. And since the Gemara says, Moliach areyu kereteach, not the reteach of the bush, but like the reteach of tree, so it should follow from this Gemara, it should appear that tree also only asks to the Greek. Still, many of you, there are some Rishonim who say that tree asks only to the Greek. But most Rishonim and we pass that tree asks to the Greek. And Moliach asks only to the Klippi. So at that time we explained this more. But the Pashas Agmore tends to indicate that Moliach and Tzvi are Mamish Einach. So they'll explain here the Gemore only emphasized the fact that Moliach is not like Mabush, because it says it uses the expression Reseach, not Mabush. But some melee, it couldn't be more than three, but it could even be less than three. Raya is only that we couldn't, in other words, kashya, so that's a raya, that it couldn't be mavliya ibliyeg mure. Because if it's mavliya ibliyeg mure, like bushel, so in the same expression, in the same halacha that he discusses kabush and uses the expression bushel, he doesn't use the resolution. But I'll leave it MS. The only thing that is muchach that he doesn't use the bush. But he doesn't say tzli, he says moliach areyu. So on the contrary, they say Shmuel uses the expression ligabi kabush areyu kabush. And Ligabi Muliach, he doesn't say Muliach Areyu Kitzli. Let him say Areyu Kitzli. Why do they have to say Areyu Kitzliach? So it's a raya that it's not mamish like Tzli. It's correct Tzli. Not it's farther away from Bushel, because Bushel is Mavliya Bliyeg Mure. But there is a difference, and that's the way you pass. There is a difference. Tzli Asos Kizmi Tile, and Moliach hasos only kidei klip. All right.
That you mean that bishul is more than tzli?
Of course, bishul is more. Yeah. Of course, it's my favorite more. So anyway, this part we learned that time. Omar, but then we skip that. Omar Abchanine kishe nisharim bereite uvikipe uvichtiches uvikdeir. When they are Mishaya, so we are Mishaya, Birite, Bobikipe, Ubichtiches, Ubidera. Ike de Amre, Bidirats, Ike de Amre, Bimai, Dibale, there. So, the two issues. One Loshin is Bidirats. What does Bidirats mean? Bidirats means the houses itself, or the metal itself. And we get amre, no, we're not mishaya, the size of the house. But we are only mishaya b'may dibalek there. Now, Rashi here is very strange, and the Ran explains it. In my Balik there, I don't remember, maybe we went over this piece also, I don't remember. In my Balik there, in Roniu Kishenov also, Kedim Shin Ismai, the An, Anan Mishavin is Ilachashin is Batil, Lichamu, Lichamay Shenov also, Vein Behetea, Shishin Bey, Indian Kamubolo, Veom Naheta, Lichashenov also, Hoyeta Harbe. My bris and dira. Abo, big dira atzmo, loin mishavno, the chidin the evil gelishne, the isure the raisi, as we know the home, תפילין נשארים בגדי הלוקבי כעדורו כמוי שאיפור לפני נשארים תפילין נשארים נעצר במאי ביבולה גדיו מנהד על גשעת נעיסה מידלה ונשמאי נחמי שהויו וחזרינו לכמון עוד שודה תאיר בולה ואיסור אלוהי בולה רשי very very strange. So what Rashi says, Imro niu kishenofa oshon, kidin shizimai, the run, the long run in this run, Rashi, because Rashi is very strange, very hard. So the run says that there is a toiseita in this Rashi. And instead, Imro niu kishenofa oshon, kidin shizimai, but it should be geireis, Imro niu kishenofa oshon, kidin shizimai. Because if we are Geiris Imro Niu, so then it doesn't even make sense to Rashi. So it's a Toiseika. And the Geiris and Rashi, in Loiro Niu Kishenofal Shom Kenu Shinismai. In other words, let's take a concrete example. Let's say Varisea. I tell that Varisea is Chilet, Dam, Pelet, doesn't make any difference. Fell into a heta, and we didn't see the exact size of the chilel that fell, whether it was a kazayis or a little less than kazayis or more than a kazayis. We didn't see. So mele then, and it fell in, and it cooked together with the heta. In the pot. Then, half an hour later, he takes off the cover from the pot, so he looks at the and he measures it. So he sees it's a kazayis. He sees it's a kazayis. And suppose in the heter there is 60 kazayis. This is today. So the question is this: if he knew how much at the very outset fell in, a kazayis fell in, and there are 60 days in the heter, fine, then there wouldn't be any problem. So shishim, that means shishim of the heter, one measure of the iser. So there is little. If he knew at the time it fell in that the chilev had the size of a kazayis, not more than a kazayis, just a kazayis. And there are 60 kazayisim of heter, so there is what bit of pisamachal. But he didn't measure it when it fell. He measured it half an hour later. So it's very likely that when it fell in, it was not a kazayis. It was a kazayis, and then a fifth of a kazayis. And so, kazayis and fifth of a kazayis, so you need 60 times a kazayis and the fifth of a kazayis, and you only have 60 kazayisim, so you only have 60 times the kazayis, but not the kazayis and the fifth of a kazayis 60 times. So there is no big. Only maybe there was just the kazayis when it fell, and it wasn't Kivra, it wasn't Nismai. Always smile, sometimes he doesn't, sometimes he doesn't. One second, please. So the question is, what should we do? So the Ran says there is a Toiseita. Im loyro im yu kishenot oshon, kedem shenismai. Because if we cannot be gay, im ro niu, so what's the problem? So we know exactly what's the problem. But im loyro niu,
kodem,
אם לא ירניו כי שנו פרשום קדם של ישמעיל וענן נשארים בתנאו את גזיינס. So if it had been the way it was, if it had been the way it is now, so then there is שישי, but we don't know how much it was. וענן נשארים נעשי לאחר שנסבסו בחמי שנו פרשום ואין בהתה שישי בין אין דין כמה בולו דירו מן ההתה לפי שחנוף על שום או יוהתה הרבה ואין נשמאי בבריאס הדיר אבל בדיר עצמו That is what he says. So, but I mean, we cannot be mitzari the size of the Ruvei, the houses, the fitness. I mean, that Nitzal could have 60 gzeisim sometimes if it's a very big and thick kele. So we are not mitzari the size of the houses. We are not mitzari the size of the houses, but we do consider the mighty bullet there. In other words, in lowering you Kishinov also, Kiyunshin is my Panam Misharin is Lachin is Padu, Lichmation of Ushom, Vein Beheta Shishin Bey, Indin, and what do you mean? That there is no Shishin, Neger, the Nisar, that is a Kazai's plus. Suppose we see that in the Heta there is exactly 60 Gzeisim of Heta, not 60 Gzeisim plus. 6 days in plus. So, still, there is little. Because, ending, come a ball of Deirom in a heter, with the Shalofel Shom, or your heter Harbe, then he smiled, the Blias Deir, true that now there is no 60 negative Kazai, 60 days in negative Kazai. But he says we are mitzaref, we do consider what is below the deal, because we assume that originally there was in the heter more than 60 gzeisim, there were 60 gzeisim. some mele, there is shishim neged kazayis plus. Because we consider that which is presumably Berua B'Sehagir, that's according to the second Loshen. Because the first Loshen says, B'Diratzma, I mean the first Loshen is all nature. I mean that we can even consider the size of the deal itself, the houses, the earthenware, and the thickness of the earthenware vessel or the metal vessel, I mean whatever clearly it is. So the second Loshen says no, that we don't consider. But in the case where now there are exactly 60 gzeisim, and the Isar is the Kazayis, and we know that there was a Kazayis plus, so then we say there is bitul, because we consider the extra heter that is not visible, which is balua b'seich hagel. This is what the second Russian says. All right. Then he says, so there are two shinas in the world. One Russian is that we are reading the house. Tremendous school. Second Russian is the house is not. But we are mitzarei the heter that in the bon, presumably bolua b'seich hagel. We don't know, but we take it for granted. There is a substantial piece of heter that is bolua b'seich hagel, and together with the substantial piece of heter that is presumably Berua b'seich hagel, they are shishin, not only negative kazayis that is visibly here and there, but even the negative kazayis plus that originally was in these, according to the second one. Now, then Rashi says, Avon b'dir atvaloy mishan. So that two shins, according to the first one, we can even be mitzaren the house itself, so it's limited, but whatever it means, it's a bikul. House itself is a bikul. Even in the Ifligelichne, since the Apulishness, Ifligelichne, the Isuvet Raisi, so as Lilichum, so if it's as Lilichum, so what should Rashi say? In other words, you cannot pass Kula, like the first Lashon. It's a tremendous Kula. So like the second Lashon. But like the second Lashon, second Lashon also involves the Kula. Because according to the second Lashon, we are not mitzaveh the thickness of the houses. Let's say, suppose there are 30 gzeisim of inside the gdere, and the thickness of the house itself is another 30 gzeisim. Because the first Lashon there is bitl. So that we don't, can pass by the first Lashon. But Chlapoches, the cool of the second Lashon, we certainly have to pass. So Mele, suppose there are 60 gzeisim now or better in the past, even though the Isab itself is now exactly Kazayis. So that means originally it was a Kazayis plus. So Mele, we don't have 60 negative Kazayis plus, but we are mitzarei the potential piece of heta that is beluah. That kule we certainly should pass. That's according to both chains. So then Rashi says something else then. We don't even pass the cool of the second wash. So we pass that in the case where we find that he said that I have an hour. He's exactly the right. That means originally it was a light plus, and the heter now that is visible is 60 gzeisim exactly. So there is no shishin measures times the kazayis plus. So there is no bittul. So the whole theory does not even like the kule of the second wash. So that's strange. We got about meishu both in the shadow. The way we shall turn away. My debolgir when I had there. Lipi Isha, why not? So yeah, we reject the second Lashon also. But why not? The answer is we cannot be mitzari the heta that is Bolua.
Why not?
Because that would be in a case where the mitzias would be that the heta becomes nidla and the Isha
does not.
And the Isha does not become nidla. But if you say that the heter was nivla,
the niece was also.
All right, sometimes it's not nivla, but if you say, but usually the heter is nivla, so usually the isar is also nivla.
Right.
The isar is also nivla. So mele. So we should say that the heter and the isar are nivla in the same rate.
Right.
So the same rate. So if now, after all the bliyas took place, so there is no shishin, and if you know that there is no shishin, so in other words, we shouldn't dimension the example of that now there are 60 gzeisim of heter. I said 60, I should have said 59 gzeisim of heter. And one kazayis of isa. So in such case, I shouldn't have mentioned the example 60.
Why
should once clean the 59 gzeisim. So mele in this case, there is no bittul. Because according to the second Lashon, there was bittul, and Rashi says we paskin that there is no bittul. So if the Iker Adorak Meishu Mul Fanein Mishadin Oleh, Tui Mishadin Oleh by the Molek Deir Maeta, Lifi Shafi No Yisa Livla, Bin Ismaik Mech Meishu Hoyo. So Mele, since right now there are only 59 Gzeisim, or even 60 Gzeisim, but minus Masho. Some mele, and how much is that? Please don't interrupt. Please don't interrupt. And the Yisar is only a Kazayis. The Yisar is only a Kazayis. Some mele. There is no shishi. What do you say? There is shishi. Why? Because even though we see that now there is less than a mashu, less than 60, but originally there was 60 or more than 60. So the same thing is true because it was nivla. So the Isaiah was also nivla. So true, now there is only one kazayis, but originally there was a kazayis plus. Some mele, it's very likely that originally there was no shishin in the original quantity of Eteres against the original quantity of Isa. That's why, you see, when I said 60, I really meant 60 minus
a mash.
So these are the reclamation both for Eino Mishadunale. The Lord Mishadunale might be bullet there on the Eter. If you sharpen the Isa, you love me, smite from Ishoyo. So, it's very logical, but the question is, how can Rashi cannot be chilek on the Gemara? Gemara that to Rishenitz. So you have to go to Chumre. But Rashi paskens neither like the first Lashon, which is the Bikule, and neither nor like the second Lashon, which is the Bikule. So the answer is, it's not difficult. It's not difficult, because there is a Gemara that Tzavit Ches, there is a Gemara the 19th line from the top. Haruk says it how big as I say it, the Nofal be the cooler the beast. It fell in whether the cooler means a pot or the cooler means a basket. But hot it was there. A basket with hot food, I mean not a cold food. Because cold food, so then it wouldn't ask. You know how they call it in Israel. So far of Asen, we shall even be my Ebola, they call it. In other words, even though at that moment it was in the pot, we looked at it and we measured it after it stayed in the pot for some time. So then, there was no 60 xaisim in the basket or in the pot. Neged, the kazayis, isar of chile, that we saw later on. But we are mitzare the piece that was originally more and was never b'shechagra. So in other words, Rav Aseh wanted to pass on like the second losh. Like the second Loshin of Rav Chanina, So Rav Asher Yishurim by the Bola di Kule, Amoli Abono Rav Asher, or to the Tere Bola, the Isuri Bola. So that's why Rashi doesn't pass like Yida Loshin, because the Gemore doesn't pass like Yida Loshin of Rav Chanina. Here's the Pshat. Alright, now, let's see, so he says, Uchadamunoli Kamon, or to the Tere Bola, so let's turn to the Ram. Now we'll be able to understand the Ram. So he mentions the girl said the way it appeared. Kiss my the in Sharni is Lakshmi Pastin Rotasham, the Ain Beta Shishin Beis, because if we were to consider just the quantity that is visibly in the Gdeir, And then there is less than 60, there's a minus 59 desim or 59 in the head, 59 and 9/10 desim, a mashul less than 60 desim. So then there wouldn't be this. Die Misharim, Israach, so back to Misharim, so for Shom, Pei Meta Shishim, Bei Indien, Kamo Polom, Bei Omen Ha'eter, Shachim, no for Shom, Hoya Ha'eter Harbei, Bei Nismai, Bibliaz Deire. So the second motion says, we are still Mitzari, and we say there is, but even though there is no Shishim, there is no Shishim visibly, but together with that is latent in the deep Me'agdira, there is Shishim. So that we are also
Mitzari. Yes, the second motion.
Yes, second motion. He doesn't ask a kashi. How can he do such a thing? Because Rashi himself mentions the gemara of that tzadik chesam is ale, or to the sura or to the tira bola is sura loy bola. So in other words, inoch name Rav Chanina is too lishenes and even according to the second lashon, which is relatively machmir, so we cannot be mitzare the house itself, but the berua, that presumably there we are mitzare. But the Gemara Basarik Ches doesn't even pass him, like in the kula of the second wash. So he doesn't ask, he just explains. Or he says, V'chim yiradas arad alfes izal, shehu lo yehidi, lishenis haloches bala, lishenis halolu baloches. David doesn't mention the two Lishenis. Why doesn't he mention the two Lishenis? The Aloch is like one Lashon or like the other, but he should mention. The answer is the Aloch is like neither Lashon, because Aloch is like the Gemara that the Chesam and Aleph, that we cannot be Mitzari, because we have to assume that true, there probably no probability there was a certain a diminution, but there was a diminution in the heter, and we assume that there was a diminution at the same rate in the Isa. So merely just as now, after the two equal diminutions have taken place, so there is no Shishim. So originally, before the diminution in the Isa and the heter took place, there was no Shishim either. Why should we assume we could take it for granted? No, that in the Heta there was a bigger Hafosa, bigger plea, and in the Israel there was a smaller plea. Why should we say that? Unless it's proven that sometimes that happens, because the Israel might be a kind of a substance that the Nidla very, very, very slowly, whereas the Heta, that is never very fast. If it's proven, but in a stand, we cannot assume. But so that's the reason why David doesn't mention Rav Chanina's two Lishenis. Because we pass like Nidalosh, we pass like Maskona of the Gemara, that's why he's not asking Kashi, he just explained. Then the Rashi is very safe at first Rashi. My Rebbe Shaloi Reino is on Shasta Bast. The Chai Gabri Mufti Geit Oleina the Chai Chet. The Imet Teori Imet Nami Yisure Hoim Reino is on Shasta Fulose Veloi Nismai Vishiore Achot Ima Yetea Gein Ze Mishar Ima Yetea Shemi Vabidere Umistav Neitzi Nima Shemi Seicho ומשאבינו נעיסה כשסנטולוסי In the case where we know, and we know exactly, so then we have to be Mishayer according to the respective sizes of the Iser and the Heter at the time of Nefila. Shall I say with the Omistaf, if you must be say, Hom Sharon is a chast with the law say, is a heter, the equal made that, Chief and Shah so when she should be heter, Lomo in a heter or Iser, so now he's asking on Rav Chanan the second law. Not on the Masconi, the way Rashi passes. Rashi doesn't pass like Rav Chanan altogether, but that doesn't mean that Rav Chanan's second Russian is not Torah. We don't pass like that. But, so the question is, according to Rav Chanan, so, Kibin Shach Shobin Shishin Beheter, so, why do we say that it's still bottle? Why? Why we say, because we assume that originally there was enough heter, 60 measures, negate the original, it's negate the original Issa. Alright, we pass because we have to assume that the in the heter took place at the same rate as the hafchose of the Issa. The hafchose of the Issa took place at the same rate as the heter. But suppose we know, then even according to the Psak of the Lord after the Chesh, suppose we know that the hafchose of the Issa and the heter did not take place at the same rate, so then, Sali B'demes, we would say there is little. Suppose we know it is determined that the Iser was nifras at the lesser rate than the heter, so then we would be mitzareif the heter that is belua, that is belua to be nivateil the Iser, the kazayis. Suppose we know that there was original in the heter 60 gzeisim neged the iser. So then we say there is little. But the question is, but right now there is no shishi neged the iser that is in the gdeo. Some mele, it should be us now. Right now there's only 59 Zaysim in the Gdeo. And so, but if we knew that originally there was 60, so then there would be Beetle. But even though right now there couldn't be Beetle. So the question is why? True that, let's say, half an hour ago when it fell in, it became bottle. But right now it's still in the pot. The chilev is still there. And how much chilev is an hour? A kazayis. That means that while originally there was 60 gzeisim in the heter, so it could have been a batel, but now there couldn't be bitter, because for some inexplicable reason nothing was nivla of the Iser, and the whole Iser, the whole Kazayis Iser remained intact. So right now the Kazayis Iser that is visibly in the path should answer the 59 Gzeisim of Eter. True, it didn't answer, now it's 9 o'clock. But at 8 o'clock, there was Shishim. So at 8 o'clock, it became bottle. But now at 9 o'clock, when there is no Shishim, it should answer it now at 9 o'clock, just because it couldn't answer at 8 o'clock. So it can't answer at 9 o'clock. What would be? So it's a very strong Kashmir. So he said, Tiden schach, wenn sie sich besser, noch wenn ich so ist, alles hat er, der schach, noch von der Acheres, die nicht sich in Kaiser weh. What would be the same Kaiser Freire? Instead of remaining in this path, would fall into another path. So what? Then it would be the impossible that we have to have 60 measures of Eta, the second path. And if it's the same path, so it's less humble. I mean, what's the logic? A very simple question. Shaiu enough of the Acheres Mishkaitzvei Umayishni Gdira Su Gdira Daume Vei Nam Misechas Pumes Misechas Pumes So Tumes Shinof Umi Achum Toch Vei Pichse Kishen She Pichse Chum Abo Kach Pichse Tumo Tain Vikonir Pichse Tumo Hola Vocha Oseh Vocha Nam Umayishni hier ist Ramban Saal, die noch von mir hätte, er in noch ein Name. Aber die, die schon Ramban Saal fällt, das Kasch. Aber die, die schon in der Ponce, please, let's finish. Aber die, das Ramban Saal, die noch von mir hätte, er in noch ein Name. Aber die, schon in noch von mir, oder schon in Spatel, der Bischel, die Kielboy. So der Ramban says, in noch ein Name. In the same Kasai Israelis, will be taken out from this path. And what is another path? So there's the other path which requires 60 in order to become Buddha. But here, since at the very outset when it fell, there was Shishin. So mele the Chachomim were not, the Chachomim were not Mach. So, but ביש אני ירד דברי אגם במיינים זאו שכוסה פיר חמישה עושה מלכס מחוז הסורס דימי דיבולק דירה הנרימה שמישארים בהם ג'ופה כמו נבלה והנה בדיפנה הגדירה שרי נעשי כאילו בשיח הגדירה אבל מה שפיר חסמך נעשה יושב כל עבור ועד לא so there is a big nakamine between the Rambam Shite and the Rashi and the Rambam Shite the Rambam agrees with Rashi But there is a big nakamine. In other words, according to Rashi in the Ramban, suppose they know, all right, we don't pass like Rabbi Chanan. That's in the case where we don't know, but suppose they know. Suppose they know that the Kazai Shilet fell in Novitim. And now later, after it cooked in the pot, for an hour, so it's still a Kazai. So for some reason, nothing was discussed. Probably the kind of a food that is not nivra. Maybe because it's very viscous, so it's not nivra. In order to be nivra, you know it has to be dissolved in the minute pores of the pan. But if it's very viscous, it's fake, so it wasn't nivra. What's the difference? It was, we measured it. When it fell in, it was kazayis, and now it's also kazayis. Not in mashu, less than a kazayis. But with the heter, so originally we measured it, it had 60 kazayis. Now we measure it only 59 kazayis. So according to Rashi and Rambam, there is it. There is it. It's not to be equated to the case where the same Kazai Shilet would fall into another part. So then it to require because there in the other part, so in the other part there was no beetle to get back. Machine in here, so in the same part, beetle was hollow ready. And that some nearly it couldn't pass there after it was there. That's the Rambam Shiti. And the Rashi, the Rambam Shiti is different. The Rambam says, when Rav Chanina says, Nisharim, Maidi Bigdeo, so Maidi Bigdeo, it doesn't mean that if we know that originally there were 60 Gzeisim, 60 Gzeisim in the Gdeo, even though right now, let's say there are no 60 Gzeisim, in the Gdeiro, even together with the latent piece of Heter that is Borua Abisir Reitner Gdeiro. Wow, how is that possible? let's say, originally they were secret. And now, there are only 59 exists. And even, let's say, scientifically, we measure, we find, I mean, it's certainly possible, scientifically, to determine exactly how much food of heter is below the Shechter. There are various ways to determine scientifically. Suppose we make an experiment and determine scientifically that while the visible quantity of the heter inside the gator is 59 zeisim, there is another heter kazayis of heter latent. Where the other half, originally there were 60. So how we have to account for the other half has to be accounted for. So this, let's say, $10 million, you know, that disappeared, you know, of the money that was gotten, you know, for selling the arms to Iran, it cannot be accounted for. It cannot be accounted for. But this is something that happens in nature. Nature, you know, is very lawful. Everything that nature does conforms to law. The laws of nature. The laws of nature that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam installed in the universe. So, just to be accounted for. So suppose we measure 60 zeisim of heter at origin very out at 8 o'clock in the morning. Now, only 59 zeisim. Scientifically determined that there is what hepatic ice of heter latent in the Zahadir. Where is the other half? How can it be accounted for? Very simple. Hepatic ice of heter evaporated in the course, you know, in the course
into
of
the air.
There's the child into the hair. It's there. It evaporated. I mean, the same thing is true of the 10 million. It's also evaporated. But we can't.
Why don't we
evaporate. So according to Rashi and Rambam, even though heter kazayis there is still no shishi. There will be shishi together with the hefkazai that is in there. So still according to the Ramban and the Rashi Yamitsari, the hefkazai seta that is now in the air. The Ramban says, no, the Ramchanina never said anything like that. The Ramchanina never said anything like that. According to the Ramban, so it's not that the Gemara that's a request or to the Isure, when Ravashi said, or to the Tehre Bola, the Isure Roi Bola. So in other words, so Ravashi rejected Rav Chanina's second Roshi. So maybe we pass it like Rabba Ravashi, according to Rashi. No, according to Rambam, there is no machlokes. When Rav Chanina's second Roshi says, my Bola Tehre, he means we determine on the basis of Umdene means scientifically, exactly how much heter is below now, not how much heter was there originally. Who cares about the heter that was there originally if it evaporated into the air? So what the veil is? The Rambam Shite is very, very reasonable. And according to the Ramban, it's a special cooler. Since people was how originally, even though right now there couldn't be people, because heter kazayis is evaporated, is in the air. So chachamim are not machmir. So this is what the Rambam says. V'yeisan yonim divrei Rambam memaimin zal, shekozer perekam shosam luchas macholes asures, dimai debola begdeiro, hain alema shenisharim veimid yovek kamon nivla, veimid yedig nagira shereire sitiru biseich. Hadero, aroma shepichis machmaseir, shekola v'yobad, loy. Alright, rather pretend we don't have to go over the rest of that. Alright, so that is the Rambam Shiti is very instable, but according to Rashi Rabban, it's a special bullet. because midraise, so it wouldn't be osar anyway.
Why not?
Because it's supposed to be rov midraise.
Oh.
So it's only midrabanan. And even by min shaloyimini, but suppose he doesn't give it half. Well, it gives a time on that, so that we can determine, we tell a kfeila to taste it. So in other words, it will be a case where there is no shaila with the rice. But with the rabban, some melee, since beetle was hollow originally, even though right now there couldn't be beetle, because Hefika's eyes is evaporated. So it's not a difficult chitin, but it's a big chidesh. So, some mele we require that shield. So, it thesis points out, it's late now, so thesis points out that the shield of botzel kafut is more than shishin. Exactly how much more than shishin? Thesis doesn't say, but thesis says we don't pass like that, Matoma, because we pass that we have to be mishaya and shishin, not like botzel kafut. So, Amar Rav Nachman, git b'shishin v'in git min aminyen. V'in git min aminyen. Chal b'shishin, chal, that's the order that of the behemoth, the dadim of the behemoth, that has a lot of cholov in it. Chal b'shishin v'chal min aminyen. Beitz b'shishin v'beitz min aminyen. Amar Rav Yitzhak Rav Yom Mishal Shiyeh v'chal atzmei osher. V'in ofal g'de acher es eiser. Amar Rav Asher k'avinom v'rav kane yiboyelo. Ki mishavinom v'yedei ma'ashagino imayin ofim mishavinom. Pshited b'deinishavim, did mighty nothing name no yadino. Elamato, not for the achers, lo yesar, kingdom of Vitro Pedra Mishalshie, Ukhalatsme, Osea, Shavur Abonifticanabil. I just ran over it because we are going to discuss it next Friday, and I just ran over it because in order to understand this Gemara very well, so last week, I mean, I didn't remember to tell you to go over it. But you'll have to go over it. This sugya. One second, please. The daf kuftes, the mishnah chal keirei umeitzias halde. So up to the gemara, ki daf kufyut omud aleph kisolik chabelezer hashkechel izire. Up to kisolik, and together with the two tasteless, are who we there and that could test on a page, a long tasteless, very long tasteless. Oh.
Chulun, in Yonei Taruvus, Chav Hei, Belo Shishiva, Chav Vav Adar, Hitov Shemim Zayin, March 26, 1987, on Friday.
We discussed the Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, the connection with Molokai Molokdeira. We went over Ram. The Ram says that there is a Sefer, Rashi. Rashi is mentioned in Roinu Kshnotel Shom. So it says to the Sefer in Loi Roinu. In Roinu. So then we see that it's that the mute did not, in the Heter and Iser did not take place at the same rate. So then we don't say it. But lawyering. So we went over the whole round. And there is a machlekes in final analysis. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam as the Pshat and the Gemara. Now, Gemara says here, Igedamre, Omrabhanin, Shidishari, Shari, Berite, Bovitipe, Ubirtiche, Subidere, Igedamre, Bidirats, Igedamre, Bimai, Bolegdere. Now let's go over the Rashi again. And then with the Ram's correction, Bimai, so, according to Rashi, so, Bigdere means that we are mitzaret the size of the houses, of the mat. We don't pass for like that. Definitely we don't pass for like that. So, that would be a bikure. But the Adamandoma Adamoshin is no. We are not mitzaret the size of the houses, of the mat, but only of the Bundua Mitzaret. So, on that, there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rab. So Rashi says, "The mighty Bolek Deiro in Roinu Kishinopol Shom Kedem Shem Ismail and the Erpigeres in Loironu Kishinopol Shom Kedem Shem Ismail." In other words, the Gemara is the case where we didn't take notice of the original size of the Yisar at the time it fell into the pot. Whether it was a kazayis, less than a kazayis, we don't know. We don't know. Now we know that it is less than a kazayis. Now we know it's a little less than a kazayis. Let's say now we know it is 5/6 of a kazayis. Whether originally at the very outset when it fell in, was also 5/6 of the kazayis. Maybe it was a kazayis, maybe it was more than a kazayis. That we don't know. He loy oyunu kishinok ushom kedem shen ismayit vanan nisharim oyisoy lacha shen ispate lichmei shinok ushom ve'ein biheter shishin ve'ein ein di'inav. So, right now, so, there is no shishi in the heter. In the visible heter. In the visible heter, there is no shishi. In the visible heter, there is no shishi. So still, even though the visible heter right now that you see inside there is less than shishi. But if you consider the heter that was originally put in the pot and that was and if you consider the size of heter that was originally put in the pot and substantial portion of which disappeared. How did it appear? In two ways. A substantial portion of the original quantity of heter became nibla in the name. So that portion at least exists in the pot. But it's latent. But there is a substantial portion of the original quantity of heter that evaporated. So that doesn't exist altogether. Where is it? It's in the universe. It's evaporated. So the halacha is, according to Rashi, so that second lashon says that we are mitzarei not only the portion of heter that still exists in the pot in the latent state, but we are in mitzarei that portion of the heter that evaporated, that it's outside the pot, it's in the universe, outside the pot. That we are also mitzarei. So the Ran is the kasha, why should we be mitzarei that portion of heter that evaporated? You know, when you cook, so a certain portion of the food becomes absorbed in the Igmadeo. In the Igmadeo. So, it exists there in the Igmadeo, in the pores, in the house. bought a certain portion that awaits the form of his gas. So it escapes. That's outside the pot. Why should we sell that? The answer is because at one moment there was big. So the kashe of the Rani is true, at one moment there was big. But why should it be less cow than the case where a certain chichal visa fell into one pot and became bottle? And then you took out the visa and you put it in another pot. So you imply a shishi in another pot too. We don't say, well, it cannot asa the second pot because it already became bottle in the first pot. Because now we can answer the second part. So how can we carry the substantial portion, let's say, a whole kazayis of heter, evaporate, and without that kazayis, we don't have 60 zaysim to be the battle of Nisa, the kazayis of Nisa. So how can we carry? True, at the very outset there was little, but why should it be more than when a certain chaticha of Isa was brought with one pot, then you took out the Isa and you put it in another pot, we require shishi in the second pot too. So in the same pot, if there is no shishi after one kazai is evaporated, so you should ask her again. So the Ramban says, it's another pot, so then it is also. But the same part where it evaporated. So since no other heter was put in, so then we are mitzvah. So of course that makes sense if it's only a question of the rabbon. If it's a question of the raise, it doesn't make sense. Then the Ram says the shittas Rambam is not. Now, one more thing that we have to explain to Rashi. In loy loy mishino posham kinu shin smay but nam shal me zila shin is basin mishino posham vein beta shish vein in kampo lo te yom na etera lipir shakhe nofa usham ho ye eter ha vein in smay vle sa dere avo kudir sa atzo loy mishar vichi imi pugel ishne viso veda raisi adun lechumre vimi nashir anu bidero vika adava kemishu volu fanein mishar lehi שם בימה דיבולת דירו מן היתר לפי שאף מניסה נדלה ונשמאית ונשמאית מכמי שויו וכדו וכמה עוד בדתי לבולה ואיסור אלוהי בולה. So it looks strange. In other words, Rashi says since it's the rice is not there, so mainly so we are not mitzaret, not only we are not mitzaret the size of the houses, that goes without saying. We are not even mitzarei the original size of the heter that was at the very outset in the pot, but we only consider the visible. But speaking of eyes of chumre, so we have to pass the chumre. But these are the tzirup of the harsis of the tzuchins. But these are the tzirup of the substantial portion that was in the pot at the very outset, and then the Gnivla part of it evaporated. So that according to both mission in the Domtzari. So how can we imagine that sounds strange? But it's not strange, because true, according to both mission, so we are mitzari the portion of heter that was originally in the pot and which became dissolved in the pot and part of which evaporated. But there is another one, the Omar. The Omar lay. So Omar lay Abue. So Sobarabashi, Abu Paul is 8 city Tarbe. נופל בניקומה דיביסרי, דב צדיק חסר מדלן. סובה אמר ברמש נשאור בתלות כפר בזה יישא. לא, אמר לי רבונו, Ahukazai salvi nof nikule disre, sova rabasu in shure, yuma di pola nikule, amole rabona le rabasha, sova rabasha in shure, yuma di pola nikule, amole rabona rabasha, otu de tele bola di sura loi bola. So the rabona rabasha achelik. And both regimes of Tanini. So he passes like Basroye, like the rabona rabasha, very simple. So Miyuchase, so we pass like Rabbanu Rabbashe, so not only we cannot be mitzarev, we cannot be mitzarev in the houses, yet of course we cannot be mitzarev. We cannot be mitzarev the substantial portion that was in the pot originally and which is not in the pot, visibly in the pot now. So a part of which is linked to Chol HaPochus in the past, and part of which has evaporated. We cannot be mitzarev, according to the second Lashon of Chanineh, we can be mitzarev, but we pass like Rabbanu de Rabashi. So why do we pass like Rabbanu de Rabashi, not like the second Lashon of Chanineh? So he says, because Sveiki the rice is the homeland. Not because Basroye, but because Sveiki the rice is the homeland. That's what Rashi says. Anyway. Then, the Rambam has another pshat in my Bola. That not by according to Rashi, so in the second motion of Hanukkah says that we are mitzari not only the portion of Eta, that is latently exists in the part, which still exists in the part, except we can't see it. It is placed in the pores of the part, but it exists there. But we are giving Mitzarei the portion of that air that was there originally, which evaporated and escaped into the outside, even that we are mitzarei. So that difficult, so Rambam is a teretz. In other words, it's a special kulas chacham because there is no shayla in the raise. So it's a special kulas chacham. Why is there shayla in the raise? Why don't see? But that's a Rambam's teretz. So the Rambam says no. There is no shalochet by anybody that we can tzari the portion of the teretz that doesn't even exist in the past, that escaped into the universe, outside. So, true, originally it was there. So why is it different as the Ranes? Then the case where Tichar Pisa falls into a part of the Shishin, then you take out the Isaiah and you put it in another part. So you apply a Shishin in the other part too. So true, originally there was in the same part. But now there isn't. So why should there be a different same part or another part? As long as now there is Shishim, so you should ask her. So be showing the portion that is latently existing in the Bishnak. Alright, so it's still there. But the portion that escaped outside, how can we tell it? So when the Gemara says, my bullet deiro, it means there's a only mitzare. What our payment is latent in the past. What is our payment? Our payment means if it is scientifically determined. You know, according to science, we can determine exactly. It depends upon the bacteria. I suppose that house is there is one rate of absorption, you know, in the past. And metal, there is another portion, and maybe metal too. I mean, not all metals are the same. Maybe iron is at one rate absorbed by the pores of the part, and aluminum maybe something else. I'll pay it. In other words, the weight is scientifically determined according to the Rambam Shah, that my body there doesn't include the portion that has escaped, that evaporated. So then, the Lashon of Chanineh and my Bolo Deo is consistent with Rabbanu de Rabashi. Rabbanu de Rabashi on often say we cannot complete it. Sorry, that portion of Eter that escaped, but the portion of Eter that is still in the path, except that it's latent, it's not visible, that we are mitzvah. That we are mitzvah. Let's see Rosh Hashanah. So what in the das? Whatever is latently in the path, there are certain, there is a heter that is visibly in the path, and there is a portion of heter that is latently in the path. Now you can't see it because it's pushed, it was absorbed by the deep like they were, and it is located in the pores of the path. So let's say Harsi says more pores, so there is a greater degree of absorption. I mean, and metal does not have so many pores, so there is a lesser degree of absorption. But whether metal or Harsi, there is absorption. So how much is it? That is to be determined in evainment. What is evainment? Scientifically. The scientists, the chemists, the good chemists will be able to determine that. So this is what the Rambam says. But the portion that disappeared, it cannot be mitzayim. So the Yulcha said, even though according to Rashi's Pshat, so the more of Rabchanine is more major than according to the Rambam Pshat, because according to the to the Rambam's Pshat, so what is Rav Hanina's own makil vis-a-vis the heter that is still in the path, but in a latent way? It's not visible. According to Rashi, Rav Hanina is makil even vis-a-vis the portion of heter that is not in the path, visibly or latently, that is in the universe. Who knows where it is? Who knows where it is? But it's not in the path. It escaped in the form of gas. In that we are inside. That's in respect to the pshat. But the Yulcha said, on a practical level, who is more may kill? So, and as far as the pshat, Rav Hanina is concerned, so Rashi is more may kill than the Rambam. But on a practical level, Rashi is more machmir than the Rambam. Because while Rashi says that according to Rav Hanina, so we are mitzarev in the portion of that air that escaped, that evaporated, but the Yulcha say we pass through like Avon de Rav Ashe, so we can only consider the heter that is visibly in the path. But the heter that is not visibly in the path, even though it's latently in the path, we cannot do this according to the Rambam. So the law of Rav Hanina is consistent. So the melee, So mele, we passed like the lotion of Hanukkah. So we are mitzari. According to Rashi, we have the machia. In other words, suppose visibly in the path they are 59 days of Eder, and the Kazayis, and there is the Kazayis of Pisa. So according to Rashi, even though the latent portion is more than Kazayis, so we have 60 days in Neger Kazayis of Pisa. So according to Rashi, it's not mortal, because we only can consider what is visibly in the path. And visibly in the path, we only have 59 days. We have one Kazayis that is latently in the path, that we cannot be sorry according to Rashi, because we pass on the path of the Rashi. According to the Rambam, if there are 59 days visibly in the path, and one Kazayis can be determined scientifically that it's latently in the path, so there is little. So, who is more vehicle on a practical level? The Rambam. But as far as the Pshat and Rav Hanini is concerned, so on a theoretical level, so Rashi is more meiku vis-a-vis Rav Hanini's second one. Now, then the Rashbo, in Teres Habayis, he agrees with the Rambam's vision that in the second portion says, it is as reference to that portion of Heter that is latent in the past, not the portion of Heter that evaporated, that not. But even in respect to the portion of Heter that is latent in the past, so the Rashbo makes a distinction between Shaloi Diminei and Min Diminei. And Rashbo says, if it is Min Diminei, so with the Raisis, but with the Rol, and with the Rabbonim require Shishin, since it's only a requirement with the Rabbonim, so the Rabbonim will make it, that you can be Mitzarei, even the Kazayis of Heter, that is latent in the Pah, that is not visibly existing, but only latently existing in the past, in the pores of the past. So Tamjika is the right set. The right set. So Mele, if there is Shishin, the visible heter, then the Mitzvah is that it comes from. There's a Mitzvah. But if the visible heter, there is no Shishin. There is Shishin, the visible heter, plus the tzilul of the latent heter. So the latent heter doesn't dissolve the time. The visible heter, there is mamish, tzilul, there is that dissolve. But the latent heter, I mean, it's remote. It doesn't negate the time. So it's possible that it still gives the time. So it still gives the time. So how can it be mutar? So this is what the Rashbo says. The Rambam doesn't need the distinction. The Rashbo has a bias with the distinction, but the Rambam doesn't. All the Rambam says is, Pirates won't be responsible for Surah Allah of Dalai, Shah Shari will be holding soon, being the Shishi, being the Rio, being the Mosai, Shari will be more of the Tabu, of the Home Shri HB Deiro, of the Mesha Bolo Deiro, the Achash of the Israeli, the Das, Shari F. Shalami, the Mashi Bolo Bitsitsu. He doesn't say Shri Shari, the Holy Yisuin, Min Biminei, Bin Bishishin, Bin Biminei, or Bin Mosai. He says, "Can Shalom Chol Yisum stop?" Means Bein Min Min Minay, Bein Min Shaloi Minay. So, no, Ishli Minay. When it be rising, but we all bend. So we are going. No, I am not going to make. But Min Shaloi Minay. Tam Kinyan is the rising. But if there is Shishin, so then the Mitzias is that he doesn't give it up. And if there is a Tam, so the Tam is Tam Kol Shishin. But. In the Shishin in the visible heter, but in the Shishin in the visible heter plus the latent heter. How can the latent heter start to stop it? The latent heter will have the effect of neutralizing the tamas. So it's it's remote. They are not commingled. The Isan is right here, and the latent tetel is away, a few inches away, in the pores. So how could it neutralize? The answer is, according to what Chaim says, the Rambam Shittim, that while the Rambam Shittim is, Tavchincha is the Raisa, the Rosh Hashulchan also says that there's a Rambam Shittim. So it's only the Raisa, it is Tarumes of Kazayda, and it's Pras. According to the Rambam, so Kazayis is one third of the Kazayis, not Rovashis, it's Chod Kazayis, but Rambam is one third of the Kazayis. So that means that Pras is Yimubeitzi. So that means the ratio of 1 to 9. Kazayis Pras is the ratio of 1 to 9, but if the Tarubes is the ratio of 1 to 10, then you know when what taste it includes the tongue, the Isar in the mixture, so it's not also the right. This is, a kind of assumes that it is Rambam. Not that everybody assumes that it is Rambam, but Chaim and Yor HaShulchan both say it Rambam. So that means that in without Shishi, if it's not as I have as class, then Tavchicha is only the Ramonon. So they will understand as to why the Ramon does not make the distinction between that the Rashba makes. And the Rambam Shishi is the thing by Mitchaloy Mune. We are always selling the latent portion of the So the Rashba says no. Why? Because the Rashba tells Shite the Tam teacher goes on the Raisa. It's not Kazai Nechalas Pras. Kazai Nechalas Pras is only mentioned in order to shoot the vouchers. Because otherwise, so the deeds pockets position, there's no zero. There's no zero. So, but since Chot Shio is also on the Raisa, so there is no Kazai Nechalas Pras. Even if it's the ratio of 1 to 30, the ratio of 1 to 50, if it gives it times, it's also the Raisa. But it can be high focus, it's the ratio of 1 to 50. Because there is no zero to the Raisa, so it takes more than 9 minutes to eat up the whole Pras, you know. The whole, it's more than the Pras. In order to eat the Raisa of here to Ponitza, you have to eat more than the Kazayis, But since Chodishio does not there, so if it's not Kazayi Lachelas Pras, so it's also the right. Kazayi Lachelas Pras is only necessary for Malkis, because there is no zero. But that's the sheet of the Rashba. So then the Rashba says, we cannot be Mitzari. The latent portion of it. Because maybe there is a time in itself, but only by the Minei when the child of the open. So then, now let's see how it's going to pass. Whatever has evaporated and escaped from the past, klima ma shi kola bo obad mach ma so eya im stalf in the chay she ze kola le gampen bi rashi kosa she ike adova koi shu mi foreinu so on a practical level rashi is mo mach mia that we are not even mitzare in the late portion of it but on a theoretical level the pshavt in the pchamine so rashi is mo meinu bi rashi kosa she ike adova koi shu mi shaminu le ולא אם ישאבים עוד במה יבוא את דיר מהעת העוד שם ואיסה דילות מצמאי וכדם פרינון וכמון אותו דיר בו לדיסור לא יפולה ואת יבוא בראש וכרש וכי נראה שידה סוביב שיש מן שתי בישים צד now that's one of the things where the Rambam doesn't go along with the Shita of the Leaf. Usually the Rambam follows the Shita of the Leaf, but there are exceptions, so that's one of the exceptions. So, this Mishnah says, since the thief doesn't even mention the two Mishnahs of Chas, why didn't he mention two Mishnahs? Why not? The answer is, because the thief agrees with this Rashi, that would pass like neither Losh, would pass like Rabbanu of Ravashi, so he doesn't have to mention the two Mishnahs of Chas, but the Rambam, he doesn't follow the Mishnahs of Chas. לכן נראה שעובדה סוביב שיש בשתי שמיס שתי שמיס אילו ועתור כוסה בשמרש בו מין במין איד מידי ראי סייס בוט ובירוק וכחול מצריך הוא סמך תאו להוקר אבל סוי המצער היא דלית מפור שנבטה אבל מין בשאי מין איד חזאי דאחלס פרס עדי ראי סייס כול העומד ואפילו פוקס מדאחלס פרס עד סמר, זה לא חושב לרעיסה, בעוד חצי שיר, בעוד חצי שיר לרעיסה, שיקל מנדום עד עד לרעיסה, נדוע יציב, אין נשאר מן אלה כמו שבוע לפני, זה לא מחל, now let's see how the scroll will pass. סיב דלת נשארים ברטף או בקיפה פירוש הדק הדק של בוסו ביטל מוסס בשביל דירו ובכתיחס ונשארים ההתר ואיסר כמו שבו מפוני אף על פי שהויו בהתר יסר מתחילו ונשמאי ובשולי ונגלה בדירו he doesn't say מה ש... שיוצא מחוץ על דירי because like the Rambam, not like Rashi, that we're not Mitzari. The Hanemile, but like the Rashi, not like the Rambam completely. The Hanemile, b'min b'shei minei, avon b'min minei, b'sharim, so first I said that, b'sharim ha'eta b'yisak m'shibo lefaneinu, avon p'isho yo b'heta, yeisa mitchilo, b'nismai b'shuri d'nib rabideo, l'mat Mitzari p'ibim, the Beluah B'Sechadeo in HaMitzare. We are not Mitzare then. B'Hanemile, B'Nin B'Sheyemine, B'Yetz Shalei D'Raise, Avon B'Nin B'Nine, B'Sharim Gama Shebola HaGdeiro V'Imi B'Ibne HaGdeiro. The latent portion of it, not the evaporated portion. B'Sharim Zerim Idiotei, it has to be determined scientifically. ורעין איזה גילוי בעין, אבל מה שקולו ועובד מחרס ועיר, אין מצטרי שזה קולו לגמרי. שזה קולו לגמרי. זה פס מסלג רעי. Now, 2 weeks ago we finished the sugya up to Beitzo b'shishi ve'beitzo min amir. אמר רבי דברוב בן רבי למי מודיעה ותמי he says that, when the ביצה, let's say ביצה ביצה was נשבשת with the ביצים of איפיסטיירים so רבי השישים זה בפה it's not a demand that here the demand doesn't discuss it but the next up it is discussed ביצה ביסמך דף צדיק חס ביצה ביסמך אסורו ביסמך ביחס מטרס so by ביצה there is a special humre like this who require 60 measures of heter against one measure of isa so that means the heter together of isa ביסמך הלב by ביצה so we require 61 measures of heter as against one measure of Isa. So that's the Gemara that Tzadik Ches, the Bavli. I think we went over that Gemara weeks ago, months ago we went over this Gemara. But that's important. So here we got the Beitzo, when it says, in Beitzo Namiyan, so it doesn't mean that 59 Beitzim is not enough. Even 60 Beitzim of Heter is not enough. We have to have 61 beits. That's the Gemara the Bavli. Beits of Bisamach bihi asuro, Bisamach bi'achas bihi v'teres. If together with the beits of asuro, it's some of beits, so there's an extra chumre. So, on one hand, in respect to chal, there is an extra kule, that the size of the order of the behemo is included. Because the order of the behemoth is bosor, etc. Only thing is, it has a lot. It has milk absorbed. But the bosor itself is heter. Bosor itself is heter. Count the fact that milk is here, and we don't know exactly how much milk is contained. You know, right? It could be determined scientifically. Then you have to involve the great scientists and need to determine every time. So the Chachamim are misaking that even if we know how much milk is in the order, but we have to consider the maximum. In other words, so we need shishim neged the maximum size of the milk contained in the order, but how much moves the pace of it varies. So we have to consider the maximum. We should always consider and see if the order of the behemoth had absorbed its whole size. Never happens like that. But we have to consider that in the Rabbah. Some melee, but in view of the fact that the boson itself is like the other boson. So we are mitzarei even the size of the bosor of the order, also of the davim of the behemoth, because that is heter. But shabul rabbonon, as say chalot mosa shabul rabbonon kirtichad nevei. Since we don't know how much some nevei, we consider that the cholov is as large as the size of the whole chal, but the size of the chal is mitzuratish. So vis-a-vis chal, we have an extra kule. Vis-a-vis beitzo, we have an extra chumre.